It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Welcome to the 2023 calendar year of Shadron State Athletics. The Eagles are not wasting any time getting right into the competitive spirit of the season, with games already come and gone before the first full weekend of normal competition. Both basketball teams are in the middle of the busiest stretch of action they'll see all season, 5 games in 8 days. Both teams are traveling today from the Denver area over the top of the Rocky Mountains and to Grand Junction, where they will face the Colorado Mesa Mavericks on Friday. More on that in a moment. First, let's look at how the new year began, with makeup games on Monday in Denver. The December blizzard in Shadron forced the postponement of the original date in mid-December, so on January 2nd, the Eagles were ordered to take flight at Regis. The RMAC's top rebounding team dominated the glass again to top the Rangers 74-64, the men's 8th win in their last 9 games. CSC grabbed 15 more boards than Regis, turning those into 19 second-chance points. Head coach Shane Pabin on the post-game show with me after Monday's win.
We're a great rebounding team. We focus on it. I'm a little tenacious on offensive rebounds, and I get a little crazy when we give them up. So they know how important it is to me, and I think they actually are, you know, we're getting there. We're not where we need to be, but they're getting there about just understanding, just not giving people second chance opportunities. They're going to get shots, but if you give them one attempt every time, our field goal percentage defense is pretty good.
Isaiah Wyatt led with 10 boards. Porter Anderson and MJ Faust pulled down 7 each. Josh Robinson snared 6. Robinson's already collected a pair of RMAC Defensive Player of the Week honors this season. He'll likely get another before the year ends. Yesterday in Colorado Springs, the men played their second blizzard makeup game and were facing their biggest test of the Young RMAC portion of the schedule with UCCS, 6th in the standings behind the 4th-place Eagles. From the jump, it was all Mountain Lions, taming CSC early with a 15-4 run that gradually got larger and larger until the final horn of a 91-63 stunner. Whether it was weariness from playing 3 games in 4 days, or the shots simply just weren't falling, it was a stunningly bad performance from a team that's been steadily playing better and better this year. The Eagles shot just 32% overall, started the game 0-for-11 from 3, and saw big-time scorers like Isaiah Wyatt and Bryce Latimer held to just 6 and 2 points. UCCS scored way too often in the paint on easy buckets early in the game, and the defensive intensity CSC normally shows just wasn't there on Tuesday afternoon. So the loss drops the Eagles to 8-5 overall and from 4th to 6th place in the RMAC. Another huge showdown is set for Friday night in GJ against Colorado Mesa, also 5-2 in league, 1 spot ahead of the Eagles in the RMAC. Then on Saturday night, CSC plays in Salt Lake City against a pesky Westminster team to end this brutal stretch of games to begin the year. The Eagle women are also traveling today after charter bus issues forced the team to stay an extra night in Colorado Springs following Tuesday's loss, 72-66. The UCCS press and aggression gave them a big lead early, and late fouling did help CSC narrow the gap in the end, but they couldn't overcome a 32% shooting day and a minus 12 rebound differential. Monday, a similar story with the Rangers going on a 14-0 run early and spoiling a couple of awesome scoring days from Eagles Shea Powers and Sam Worrell in the 74-63 Regis win. Powers went for 22 points, Worrell for 21. She nailed 4 threes. Powers made 10 buckets overall. Regis grabbed 15 offensive rebounds, 11 more than CSC, and the Rangers cashed him in for 14 second-chance points. CSC, though, lost its 6th straight game on the road this year. And heading into Friday, the Eagle women still looking for their first RMAC road win in nearly 3 years. The conference awarded Powers with the Offensive Player of the Week award for her amazing game in the win over Metro on New Year's Eve. She scored 26 that night and shot a blistering 63%. Add in 8 rebounds and 3 assists, and it was probably a pretty easy choice for the league. Let's turn to the wrestling mats now, where the Eagle men are back on the mats in York, Nebraska Saturday before heading on the road in conference action the following weekend against nationally ranked top 10 Adams State. CSC couldn't fly to Indianapolis the middle of last month because of the blizzard, so the team missed the Midwest Classic. They haven't competed since December 11th in Hayes, Kansas, where 4 Eagles placed. The national poll has Shadron State number 22, tied with Central Missouri. 133-pounder Quintrevion Campbell is number 3 in the individual rankings as of the December 26th poll. 141-pounder Ethan Leake is into the top 10 at number 10. The CSC women's wrestling program also held back from competition by the blizzard and missed 3 duels in December. They'll join the men's team in York for the co-ed duel against York Saturday before heading to the Hastings Open on Sunday morning. That is this week's CSC Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesdays throughout the Eagle Sports calendar and listen anytime to archive podcast versions of the show by visiting the CSC Sports page on panhandlepost.com. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles' Dave Collins chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.